Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
One of the things about this studio is we've got like so many screens in here. One of them is always tuned to local news. For the purposes of local news, we watch KHOU. Just kind of the way it is. I look up there and I see Seth from Sports Radio 610 flailing, like just on TV, like very animated.
He was.
Very animated. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, you know what? Texans took the L last night. They must be talking about it. They must be going over some of their thoughts. And so I turn it on, like turn the volume on. Right about the time Seth was ending, and I got, like, I've never heard people so mad over, like, game one not going their way. Like, there's three dudes on there. Take number one was, well, there's nothing different from this Texans team than the 2024 Texans team. And then one of the other dudes is like, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. Like they've just written it off.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Guys.
Y'all got a job to do. For many more games.
Like, there are 15 more weeks of this
season.
Save
that tape for at least game three.
In 2024 Texans, they made it to the playoffs.
Right?
They made it to the playoffs.
Wasn't that bad, was it?
They ended up, it was not that bad. It wasn't horrible. They were in the playoffs, you guys. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I kind of expected to be like, well, I guess we'll watch something else now for the rest of the fall. I mean,
right?
Damn. Like, it was that
dark. The first
dark.
Game, I have always felt game one of either college or NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Game one, that's what I like to call your furniture betting game.
Oh, yes.
That's when anything can happen.
You think and you know, but you have no
when
idea.
When someone like Mattress Mac is out there saying, hey, if so-and-so wins, I'm giving you X. Or if the Aggies win, you get Y. That's when you buy your furniture.
It's probably your best action of the entire season.
Yes, and I say that from experience because I have furnished many a room.
Yes,
from game one action.
Because everyone thinks they know what's going to happen in game one, but no one's actually seen anyone
wrong.
On the field.
And then after 100%. That, no. Once you see him play the one time.
Then there's too much film.
So you know what? No, maybe they're onto something. Maybe I do agree.
Some people are, I know there are some of you that are lining up and be like, well, guys, you don't know what it's like to be a Texans fan. Oh, really? Because we came from College Station where we had to watch the Aggies. This is just part of the, you realize how much it takes to shock us about giving up after the first game? Anyway.
My family were Oilers.
Good morning. It's Monday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Been to Fredericksburg recently? Gonna need everybody to check their pockets because we did it. We finally did it.
We did.
What did we do? Besides make history? I'll give you the details next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Why did I think you could buy a Powerball ticket like right up until the drawing?
Because
when
you
is
can.
It? Is it 11?
10 p.m. our time, 10:30 our time. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, you can go right up to the wire.
No, you can't. Because I got a ticket at 8:57.
And
the guy was
off?
Like, "Ooh, you had 3 minutes.
They cut you off an hour before.
Yeah, he said, 3 minutes. He's like, man, you... Really cutting it close there.
Wow.
And I had no idea. And he was moving so slowly, I thought that maybe I wasn't going to get it. And then when I did, I was like, that means I win for sure, right? Right?
Right.
Well, no.
No.
But somebody in Texas did win.
Yeah, someone did. Someone did.
That someone could be you.
Well, I mean... It could be, yes.
It has to be somebody.
It does.
We'll get to that. But first, Zach Brown Band released two new songs from their upcoming album, Love and Fear.
Mm.
Butterfly, featuring Dolly Parton.
Really?
And Give It Away. So we have a clip of the collaboration with Dolly.
All right, let's check this out.
You can fly. Mend your wings. Any moment you
Okay. All right. Not bad.
Well, it's a dream come true for Zach Brown. He says Dolly Parton is one of his biggest inspirations, both personally and professionally.
That's awesome.
And the song was written for his kids about just life.
Oh, holy cow.
Challenges, your ups and downs and things, and features, as you heard, perfect harmonies between Brown and Parton, which is definitely the way to go. So his seventh studio album, Love and Fear, released on December 5th, which is the same day that they take the Sphere in Vegas.
Nice.
So, yeah, that'll be a busy one for old Zach Brown. The VMAs. There was something about the VMAs we were supposed to care about. Was it Ricky Martin? Because he descended from the rafters,
Katie,
and performed a medley of hits.
I don't know.
Living La Vida Loca.
Oh,
Shake Your Bonbon.
Really?
And The Cup of Life.
That's awesome. But, like, also, I don't know.
Mariah Carey got the Vanguard Award. She also performed a medley of hits. It looks like, Jelly Roll and Post Malone, they beamed their performance into the show from their Germany stop of their tour.
Okay.
Were they in Hanover, maybe? They were treating viewers to a rendition of their 2024 hit, Losers.
Would you like to hear this?
Yes, I would.
All right. You're right here, man. You're supposed to be right here with daughters. Love that song. I mean, yeah, no, it's really cool.
Because we got a category.
Yeah, because they decided to finally give country music a
It had been 41 years. Country had nothing.
41 years.
But we got Best Country. And who got Best Country? It was between Chris Stapleton, Cody Johnson with Carrie Underwood, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, and Morgan Wallen.
That's a lot of heavy hitters. So who did they go with, Katie?
Megan Maroney.
That's right, they did.
Am I okay?
That's right, they did.
And she also performed 6 months later at the extended play stage. I don't know what that is, but...
Okay, well, hey, look.
Big guy for her.
That's awesome. It's just not the show that... There was a time...
Oh, it was the Grammys that was adding.
The Grammys gave us two.
Two categories.
Yeah, because they wanted traditional country.
And then country.
And then, what we all know as, your usual stuff. But yeah.
Wasn't the VMAs once, like, the Super Bowl for the youth?
Yes, Katie, yes.
It was hosted this year by LL Cool J.
That's what I mean, dude. I'm not... Look, there was a time, and I'm not... I can't take this away. There was a time that was one of the biggest things on TV that was must-see television. Absolutely.
Probably back when people watched TV.
Yeah, but now it's... I'm pretty sure they're going to pump this thing to YouTube. And they decided to keep it around. Let CBS take a crack at it first. Congrats to the winners.
Okay, y'all, it finally happened. Speaking of winners, we revealed last week Texas had never had a big one.
No.
We had never had a sizable jackpot lottery win.
Yeah.
Until Saturday.
That's right.
A jackpot-winning Powerball was sold in Fredericksburg. That's according to the Texas Lottery. The winner will split the $1.8 billion prize with another winner in Missouri.
Yep.
But don't get too hung up on that. The winning ticket was sold at a Biggs in Fredericksburg on 290.
So if you bought your ticket there.
If you were moving through.
Yeah.
Check it. It's that or it's someone that lives in Fredericksburg.
I'm hoping it's not some rich dude from Fredericksburg. There are a lot of really wealthy people
out
there that also buy lottery tickets because what's better than money? More money.
Free money.
So I am going to hope against hope that it's just someone that this will... Well, it's going to change your life anyway.
Life-changing money.
Yeah. But someone who was really struggling... And now is going to be
one of
the richest
people. Maybe they'll use that money to change someone else's life.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, yeah.
Wishful thinking. Wishful thinking. But we now get to claim the second largest U.S. jackpot in history, which is pretty neat.
Well, that's good.
I think there was also a $2 million winner in Texas for having the numbers, thus earning the milli.
Tyler, Texas.
Power plying?
Yeah.
Power playing?
Power pull?
Power pull, whatever it is. Yeah. The doubling option.
Right.
Making it a cool $2 million.
Yeah, you got it.
Texas,
like I said.
Texas.
Tyler, if you were in Tyler over the weekend, maybe check your numbers. $2 million, still nice.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie! Giving you all kinds of free things today, including Billy Currington tickets, which... Hangout, that's coming up in just a second. But before that, a freebie in today's Money Minute. A free answer. Should we call you before 8:30? Ask you 10 trivia questions. You'll at least be armed with one answer. So you only need 9, and you get them, you get $100.
Hopefully it's a little bit of an easier
in
road.
A minute, but yeah, yay. Yeah, yeah. And your answer today is Survivor, which seems fitting. Survivor. Go sign up online, thebullhouston.com/contest.
I just had a deja vu. I thought we had done, we did do
we
Billy
did do
Currington.
Billy Currington.
We decided to come back around and
yes,
do more.
Yes.
Billy Currington.
I asked to make sure it wasn't a mistake because people were so excited about this.
Yeah.
But the racetrack, the Sam Houston Race Park, they're bringing back the Stampede Concert Series, the concerts, y'all, and they're kicking it off September 27th with Billy Currington.
So if you want to go, 713-881-5500, we're going to try to shock you guys into consciousness on a Monday and go with 5 and 5. It's, yeah, brain's going to have to warm up a little bit, but I would say, historically, this has been the easiest of the Frito and Katie games so far.
Yes, and also better warming up with us than on the road.
So, Katie's going to give you a category. Your job is to name 5 things in that category in 5 seconds. That's it. You get it done, you're going to see Billy Currington at the race
with park. 3 of your friends.
4 packs of tickets. Something we forgot to mention a lot the last time we did this. Yeah, 4 pack of tickets to Billy Currington. You want to win? Call us. We'll talk to y'all next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Billy Currington is playing Sam Houston Race Park.
Yep.
When they bring back their concerts, and I'm so excited.
Thank God
for September that. September 27th.
All right, let's get to it. Playing 5 and 5 today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tracy.
Tracy, are you ready to rise to the occasion? For 5 and 5.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, Tracy.
Tracy's so, like, what was
she's
the category?
Like, wait, what? What
okay.
I miss?
Yeah.
Tracy, our category this morning, musical instruments. Musical instruments. You have 5 seconds
okay.
to name
any
5 musical instruments.
Yes.
Your time
okay.
starts now.
Trombone, trumpet, piano, drum.
So close.
I couldn't think of another one.
I know.
So
oh, no.
Tracy, thank you for playing. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen French.
Karen, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm a good Karen.
We'll see about that, Karen. You've got to beat 5 and 5 if you want to go to Billy Currington. Are you ready?
Yeah, I just got in the car, and I turned it on, and it said, if you want to go see Billy Currington, call. And so I really don't know what I'm up against.
Oh, hey, perfect.
This is easy.
That's
easy, Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we do is we give you a category. In your case, it's musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Musical instruments. Then we okay. set a timer. So you have 5 seconds to name 5 musical instruments.
That's the game.
Any 5.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you can do it, you win Billy Currington tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 seconds, 5 instruments. Your time starts now.
Drums, flute, guitar, piano, keyboard.
Do you have an extra? Do you want to make it a perfect 6? You want to keep going? Xylophone?
Well, I can keep going. Harmonica?
Recorder.
I was thinking one man band.
Yeah,
like, what does a one man band have? Harmonica. They got the big
that little.
They got
drum.
Bass drum. They
drum
got
on
a
their
cymbal,
back with a little cymbal
a
sticking out of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A ukulele.
All of the above.
Got a uke.
No need. The goal has been accomplished.
Yeah,
you got
did it,
5.
Karen.
Karen, you're going to Billy Currington.
She was a good Karen after all.
Yes, she was. Yes.
I am a good Karen.
A great Karen.
The best of
Karen.
Karens, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on the line. Let's get you hooked up. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning, everyone. Love our first responders.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say we love them equally. This is kind of the equivalent of when mom and dad get in a fight. You don't really know.
You don't know who to root for or what side to take.
With. Yeah, there's a lot of stress here because we are talking Battle of the Badges this morning. Houston Fire versus Houston Police. And we have some of each who have been good enough to wear the uniforms and everything. So this feels really intense.
Yeah, Shane and Chris are in.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
To talk morning, smack morning. To each other, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, how much pride, how much personal pride for the office?
Yeah, it's on the line.
It's on the line.
Absolutely a lot. I mean,
yeah.
We got 4,000 guys that we're representing just in the fire department. So I want to bring the win. We want to bring the win for them.
And, bring your A game.
Our department, yeah. We don't want the
okay.
cops to win. So,
you know. Now, what is the record in this? Do we know?
It's tied. It's
It is not.
1-1 Oh, yeah.
This is the rubber match between fire and police. This is...
this is the third year.
Third year.
What's the backstory here? What made y'all want to have this, this intercity showdown?
We kind of developed our baseball team a couple years ago, and we wanted to... It was 9/11 game was the something we wanted to do to raise money for injured and fallen first responders and their families. And so Brandy here, she helped us kind of coordinate putting this on, and it's just kind of blown up a little bit, and we're trying to keep it going and make it bigger and make it better. But it's a fun rivalry. I mean, we enjoy beating them. They enjoy beating us. It gets heated. It's a lot of passion on the field. So it's a lot of fun. But yes.
I like how you hear the laugh when he said passion on the field. Like again,
it's nervous laughter.
It is. It's nervous laughter. By the way, if you want to watch this and support, tickets are still available, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this is going to be this Friday.
This Friday. It's out at Rice.
Yeah, 7:10 p.m. And I mean, I don't want to say it's going to be a fight, but it's going to
be some good baseball. So what's y'all's background? Yeah. I mean, does everybody on the team, have they played, or was it just at some point you needed more people?
Part, yeah, so the first year they asked us to play in it, so we kind of threw the team together the first year, so it was kind of like whoever showed up. But now we've gotten to where we're recruiting guys and reaching out. You guys have had like college experience or even higher.
Or even higher?
Yes.
Who did you guys... What kind of ringers did y'all rope into this?
Go ahead, man.
Are you the ringer? Well, you have a ringer look about you, frankly. So like,
I played college baseball, and then I was drafted by Seattle. This is a long time ago, by the way.
Whatever. Yeah,
some independent baseball, but it was nothing.
Nothing. Yeah,
nothing. I mean, super cool.
Pro, college and pro, whatever.
And then we have some other guys that played Division I baseball that we found, and we had one guy who played in the big leagues in Mexico. We're trying to win this thing. Right? We're not just there for pictures. So
how do you feel about your chances going up with this squad?
We beat them last year, and we should have beat them more, but we ended up letting them back in.
It should have been more embarrassing.
Yes, no. We try to run it up every year, but obviously they came back last year and they had us on our heels, and we came back in the last inning and put it together. So I'm hoping to do that. You know, hopefully we put it on and put it away early. That's obviously what we want to do, but they're tough.
Now,
I'll tell you what.
Obviously a loss last year.
Yes.
Has this been 364 days thinking about this?
Yeah, I mean, do you practice? Like, do y'all get together?
Absolutely.
Our team, we were only able to practice once, but as far as...
Sure.
As far as thinking about it for the whole year, it's not so... We work in the fire department, so...
So, yes.
I mean, the guys, if you lose, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that again.
This is number one, it's a great thing.
It's going to be a great event for the entire family.
Absolutely. Want to bring your kids out to something fun and support
our
heroes.
And I'm sure you're going to have out there like fire trucks and police cars and things, right? I mean, for the kids.
I know the guys that are working that day around that area are going to show up and support us. So
yeah, we're trying to bring an HPD canine out there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Just sick on the firefighters.
now we're talking.
Win at all costs.
And this is a benefit. So remember, proceeds will be split between the families of Brazoria County Sheriff Deputy Vargas and HFD Marcelo Ox Garcia. Those are two first responders who lost their lives in the line of duty. So buy your tickets, make your donations. There's going to be a raffle, all kinds of fun things. You can get all the info online, Battle of the Badges Baseball HTX on Facebook.
And I know you can get tickets for the game, I believe, on Rice's website.
Oh, nice. Get your tickets. Make a donation. Guys, thank you all so much for coming in.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
What to do, Leonard? Bummer about Sarah. So what's going on? Fill us in.
Yeah, probably not the word that I would have used. But, yeah, bummer is probably 100% right. I mean, I'm hoping it's something dumb and easy to get over, I guess. I'm thinking at least also I kind of have a general idea where maybe I could have improved the situation a little bit, I guess.
Oh, well, what was it? Like your cousin hooked the two of you up? That sounds promising.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far. They've been friends for a while now, I guess, since high school. I remember her from way back when, but I didn't live here. My family, we lived more like back east out near Tyler.
Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, I only got to swing by on occasion. So they were real tight. And when I moved here a few years ago, I was surprised that they were still hanging out. But then we started all kind of like spending a lot of time together.
But you and Sarah?
No. It was pretty much me and my cousin and, you know, some of her friends. She was trying to, like, introduce me to her crowd. But kind of out of nowhere, she starts telling me that Sarah has this massive crush on me. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird, right? But she's definitely cute. Don't get me wrong. She's been around a few times that we've all been out in groups. And I just never had, like, a direct conversation with her one-on-one. So, yeah, I just kind of brushed it off. But Yuli, my cousin, she really, you know, kept bringing her up in conversation and whatnot.
Okay, just to ask, was there any reason you wouldn't give that a shot?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, at the time, were you involved, like, in another relationship or no?
No, nothing like that. I was just not really actively looking, I guess.
Gotcha.
And like I said, she's real cute. It's just, she just wasn't on my radar like that. And now the more my cousin was bringing her up and we were talking about her and I was kind of getting to know her through my cousin a little bit. I don't know. It's just kind of like started growing me a little bit. So eventually I did decide to ask her out. It just kind of like took a little longer than my cousin would have wanted, I think.
All right.
Intriguing.
Okay. So you ask her out. How does it go?
The asking? Yeah. I think it went good for me, at least. She had the flu at the time, but she got real excited about everything. And I don't know, it kind of kicked off this whole big kind of cute little back and forth. I don't know. I'm not really this kind of guy, but we were texting back and forth nonstop, basically.
Hey.
And she's fun. She's really fun to talk to.
Right.
She's a funny person. And I don't know. I was getting excited, nervous. I was feeling like a little kid. It was kind of crazy. I was starting to think, okay, maybe this might work.
Well, did it? Like, I mean, the date, I mean, or?
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of why I wanted to run this whole thing by you guys a little bit.
Lord.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything crazy. We hadn't really like planned anything. We just knew we wanted to go to dinner and, you know, figure out the night from there kind of thing. So I picked her up and she said she wants to go to Roadhouse. And I'm just kind of like, Roadhouse? I can't do Roadhouse. Okay.
You can't do Roadhouse?
Like Texas Roadhouse?
Like the place with the crack rolls.
The crack rolls.
Yeah. I get it. Everybody loves that bread thing, but I mean, it's a steakhouse and everyone goes for the bread. You know what I mean? That's kind of all you need to know about the situation, especially when I know salt grass and I'm thinking, you know, that's a good compromise. Let's just go to a better steakhouse.
How dare you?
We're following you. I'm not agreeing with you, but we are kind of following you.
Okay. So she just, man, I don't know. Like when I, you can like feel somebody and their whole vibe and mood change immediately. I suggested the other restaurant, she just clammed up on me. She wasn't rude or saying anything mean or anything like that. It was just, I could tell that her energy shifted and yeah, there was something wrong.
Okay. Do you think it was what? That she was just Team Roadhouse or nothing? Like she has some blood feud against salt grass?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Something about the establishment we should know about what?
I mean, I honestly don't see how that's possible. It's definitely a nicer place, right?
Is it? Is it, though?
I mean, I think so. And at least the food is much better. Maybe not the atmosphere.
All right. Look, all right.
I'm more of an Outback guy, so I'm not sure I can relate.
Outback. What?
Yeah,
what?
Outback. Yes. Come on, man. That's like the McDonald's of steakhouse.
Hey! Okay, look, we've all got our taste, but you're saying
have
by
meat
even...
where y'all are from? Damn, man.
Like, by even suggesting this, you disappointed her. Like,
you've all disappointed me in some way.
Bulldogging her to a dinner she didn't want.
Okay, so that's where I'm at, pretty much. Yeah, I haven't heard from her since. And maybe it was stupid to kind of, you know, put my opinions out there like that and kind of say, hey, let's go there. But I don't know. I just want to see if there's anything still there because I do like her a lot. Or am I just kind of wasting my time? I don't know.
You told her you had a better option. Disregard her opinion entirely. Might do it, bud.
Get your apology ready, dude. We're going to get Sarah on the phone. We'll talk to her next. It's Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Leonard, who hates Texas Roadhouse.
For some.
Who disregarded date Sarah's entire...
clear preference.
Yeah, she wanted to go there. That was her idea for the date. She wanted to go to Roadhouse. And he was like, nah, we're going to go to Salt Grass because it's better and fancier. whatever else. Right. He thinks maybe that has something to do with the fact that she's disappeared, and I am inclined to agree.
I believe it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know that he was that nice about it either. Very opinionated, this man. But we wanted to get Sarah on the phone and figure out if we could smooth things out for him. Hey, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. Actually got your info from a gentleman you went out with semi-recently. He'd like that to happen again.
Okay. That's
random.
Anyway, it's Leonard. Do you remember Leonard?
Oh my God. Wow. It's Leonard? Okay. You've got a lot going on, guys. And honestly, it just makes it very frustrating and confusing. Okay, look, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, what whole thing are you talking about? Like, is it possible to focus on the positives?
Are there positives?
Yeah, I just don't know if it's just one dumb thing blow this up, right? I mean, so he force-fed you some salt grass. Like, there's worse options.
Yeah, it could have been Outback.
Stop.
Yeah, I know, guys. I do like salt grass.
Okay,
I do.
Okay.
Right.
Well, his theory, his working theory here was you really wanted to go to Roadhouse, and he kind of, he definitely shot you down.
Absolutely.
Okay, did he tell you guys why he didn't want to go to Roadhouse?
We didn't ask, actually.
No, just kind of, I figured it just wasn't his thing or something.
Something about bread?
Yeah.
He hates bread?
No, guy, legit, like straight up, he cannot do Texas Roadhouse. Because he has like a severe peanut allergy.
Oh.
Hey, okay. Well, damn. That's a pretty good reason to not
go there. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have anything against it or anything, Sarah. I just don't want to end up in the ER or something. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
yes.
People have food allergies, but I don't think it's worth how good the stupid bread is for me to die.
Are
you here?
It's Leonard.
Yes. I am here. Yes.
What is this?
No, we just.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, we wanted to get the two of you together to work out your issues.
Okay. I honestly, like, I think it's a cute gesture. It's romantic on some level. The thing is, like, Leonard was, like, really upfront about his peanut allergy. Like, you know, I get it. Like, it's important, but it was, like, a first date, and it was a lot. And I just want to say, okay, like, really, Leonard, I really like you. I think you're, like, an amazing guy. But to be honest, like, if I have to pick you over peanut butter, I'm picking peanut butter. Like, Leonard, peanut butter.
Wow. Okay, real funny, right. I guess. Tight.
No, Leonard, I'm serious. I'm not breaking up with peanut butter to date you, even though you're, like, amazing. I pick peanut butter.
How does that, like, how is peanut butter?
Walk us through this.
Yeah,
because I'm choosing between you, and it's something else that's important, but I love peanut butter. I'm one of those persons that eats peanut butter on almost everything and eats everything that has peanut butter in it.
Right, but you love peanut butter.
That's a little ridiculous. You're joking, right?
No, Leonard, I'm serious. Like, you're such a sweetheart, and I was really stressing about this. Like, it's a big deal. Like, I'm really upset. I can't ever kiss you because I eat peanut butter all the time. If we make out, you die.
Okay. It is a big deal, but it's just peanut butter. I promise you. It's something you can live without. I can live without. Everybody, there's a lot of people with this allergy. So just, you know, ask me how I know.
He would be the expert here.
You don't know. Like, this is a really serious allergy. Yeah. It's not that, like, I can't go out and eat with you. I just can't eat it ever. If there's traces that I leave on your finger knob, that I leave in your refrigerator, I can't even eat King Pao chicken. I can't eat Reese's. I can't eat, you know, the little packages of the, you know, the crackers, the prepackaged crackers, peanut butter.
Peanut butter cheese crackers.
Think about it. We wouldn't even be able to go to Chick-fil-A. Like, this is major.
What?
No, that's not true. No, actually, I can't eat Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I am okay with Chick-fil-A.
That's I thought that was like peanut oil that they used.
Yeah.
No, Chick-fil-A is good. It's refined. They cook their fries in canola oil. It's a whole thing.
Oh. Well,
but if I do a little research ahead of time, trust me, the restaurants tend to be better.
Oh, that's all right.
What are you all doing? What's happening right now? What is happening right now?
We're back.
Sarah, you don't see a way around this.
No, listen to me, guys. Like, honestly, I go through a jar a week of peanut butter.
Well,
I make these protein peanut butter smoothies. I put it on my bananas. Okay, like, this is serious. I bake with it. I eat it every morning on my toast. You know, it sounds really, like, trivial, but I could kill him. He could die.
Sorry,
I don't know if we could do it.
You don't want to try it all? Like, you could, it's just a condiment, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. I'm serious, Leonard. I am just, honestly, I'm sweating just thinking about this, okay? It's a big deal.
Side effect of the butter.
Like, this is serious. Peanut butter, it's just something that came down in the family to me. My mom loves peanut butter, okay? My sister loves peanut butter.
Okay.
My grandmother loves peanut butter. My great-grandmother made her own peanut butter.
Well, isn't that a treat?
Serious, like, what if I took him to, like, a family event and there was peanut butter that nobody talked
about? Like,
there was peanut butter. And then
is your last name Planters? Like, what are we talking about?
Pretty much.
You gotta have a monocle.
Guys, like, this could be a life-changing decision for both of us.
Okay, there it is. All right, that's okay. Valid.
Okay,
that's
you're valid stressed. Point. You're right. Stressed. Okay,
I don't know about the rest of that,
but maybe other people
really
can.
You've made a valid point.
Maybe other people can speak to this. Maybe you're thinking this is going to be a bigger deal than it actually is, and I maybe you're right. What the hell?
Maybe other people are worried about their fingers.
You'll never be able to enjoy peanut butter ever again. We don't know. Just. Do us a favor and hang on the line. Just hang on.
Like, my family might be upset.
The heir to the peanut butter throne.
I understand. That's a lot. Just stick around. I'll be right back with you
pressure.
Guys.
No, that was nonsense.
Speak to this. Speak to this. Maybe she's...
Okay. I'm a professional. Okay, I get that she said... It would be like a life-changing thing if you consume that much peanut butter.
Sure. Sure, maybe your life needs to change.
If you slather yourself in peanut butter every night,
then
you can't be sleeping next to a guy who has who's deathly allergic to peanuts.
This requires further discussion, which we will do. Weigh in. Talk to y'all next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number is 713-881-5500.
Let's talk peanut butter.
Peanut. good morning. What do you have for us today?
Wow.
Wow.
What are the odds that this guy finds somebody from the royal family of peanut butter? I personally think that they should try it out. I don't know how food allergies work, but maybe if he's surrounded by it enough and EpiPens himself enough, that he'll just become immune to the peanut butter.
Maybe because of the volume that she eats the peanut butter, he'll become immune. Yes.
I've
because it's
never
so crazy.
Heard
I've
that
seen,
level of peanut butter love.
Or
love for anything, really. I mean,
right.
You know what? Anything. Yeah.
Like
I'm trying to think if there's anything I love in my life.
It's down from generation to generation.
Generation. Her grandmother made her own peanut butter. Great
she
grandmother.
Got the recipe
whatever,
from what, on high. The good Lord sent it down himself.
All right. What do you have for us today?
I'm with her, man. If something's that important to her and she's had to change her whole lifestyle, it's going to be a major stress on the marriage and the relationship and everything. It's just something that serious for her.
How would she even? How would she even quit? How would she go cold turkey from that?
I don't know.
Like I,
she's got a real peanut butter problem.
It's a problem. Mm-hmm. I know that's a problem. I don't know how to say it any other way. People be like, love. Like, look, if you consume that much of anything, I don't know how you got there, but that, no. Now, it doesn't really matter because you can't even take it. You know, I don't think you can meter it down either, right? Like, it's got
to
be.
Oh, yeah. It would have to be completely
what's the 12
eradicated.
Steps? What's the 12 steps for Skippy? Like, what is
I love peanut butter, man. I understand. Yes, it's something you love that much. It has family meanings, family traditions. It has a core part.
Please tell me you have family traditions. Please tell me you have family traditions around peanut butter also.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And peanut butter cookies, my sons make them, and I love peanut butter, man. It's a good
deal.
Are
you a single man? Are you in a, we said sons, I assume not, but is there any...
hey, we know a gal.
Anyway, yeah. Dude, thank you so much.
Freedom and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
As
ridiculous as things got,
yeah.
A good point was raised.
Yes.
I mean, Sarah is concerned she can't date Leonard long term because she loves peanut butter and he is deathly allergic.
Yeah, exactly. So she'd have to
completely forego peanut butter.
I do not believe that is possible. But what do you have for us? What are your thoughts?
Hey, I was calling about the peanut butter girl.
Yes, peanut butter girl. That's her.
Sarah. This doesn't sound totally crazy, but I agree with her. I eat a jar of, like, the huge jar of crunchy peanut butter, like, literally every week. Like, I eat it with my apples.
Continue.
It's the big one. I eat it with my apples, my bananas. Like, I put it on, like, I'll basically eat the jar by itself, like, out of the jar with a spoon. And my husband knows this, and he's just like, oh, are you out of peanut butter already? Do I need to stock up? I'm like, yeah.
We're there.
What happens when you do run out? Like, what happens if it's like,
if you get raging?
There is no peanut butter.
Well, when I run out, I just eat his creamy peanut butter.
Okay, you settle. Okay, have you ever been in a situation where it was not available? Like, I don't know, you're on vacation, you're on a trip, you're out in the wild.
Do you bring it with you?
I've never brought it with me, but I mean, it's to the point where I like eat it, you know, on a constant basis. And you know, it's weird, like I do love Reese's, you know, like I love candy, like in general, like Snickers, who doesn't eat a Snickers?
And you would not would you give up peanut butter? Like say your man all of a sudden said that's it, developed an allergy.
Would you leave him?
Yeah.
Actually, don't cop to that. The pause was enough.
You wouldn't.
Like almonds and all that. It's not specifically the peanut, right?
See, I don't know. I think it might be specific to the peanut.
There's a possibility, but...
But you're right, maybe not. And now if you're talking about all nut butters.
If it's severe, yeah, it's got to be like just, I just can't eat a peanut, you know? Like, because I eat almonds too, like... I'm over here, like, munching on almonds on my break.
So your husband's gone.
He's done. He's cooked.
I hope he never develops some allergy.
knock on
wood. I'll just have to get really good life insurance. I mean, but other than
that... And then you can buy more peanut butter. We've got it figured out.
I do. But I'm so sorry. Like, he sounds like a great guy.
He does sound like a good dude. You know. I don't agree with this salt. I mean, salt grass is all fine, but I'm sorry. Yeah. This has gone too. Thank you so much.
Maybe it's just overrated. Thank you.
Howdy. Save us. What do you have?
We are not focusing on the real culprit here.
Yes.
Leonard is not wanting to go the distance for love. Love hurts sometimes.
Hey, that's a good
point. He's not wanting to go the distance and risk the peanut allergy for the woman he wants.
Yeah, man. Romeo and Juliet, this thing.
Yeah, man. That's what they say, you know?
I mean, that little flutter
in your chest from shock.
Anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, you know, that's
he
really
just needs
what
to love. Go the
love
hurts.
Love hurts.
Love hurts.
Love hurts. Love is pain. Love is pain, sir. Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, 100.3, the bowl. Texans tickets this week versus the Buckos. Yes, we have them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wants to go except for Seth from Pain and Pain.
No, Seth. Don't worry about Seth. Well, I was going to say the three dudes from KHOU last night, too. But that, you are a true fan. You are not deterred. You want these tickets. Stick around. We'll give you a chance to win them later on this hour.
But before we get to all that, did you see that story about a local woman who said she's grateful to be alive after a pipe came flying through her windshield on one of our highways?
A pipe?
Yeah, man. She wants drivers to be aware of this issue on the roads. We'll tell you about it coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Seriously, I've always wondered about 18-wheelers and underpasses.
It's an 18-wheeler, too.
In San Antonio, with all the military operations, you've got that, like...
Oh, you're
massively
talking about...
high yeah, one. What road is that?
It's way...
I'm so bad with directions.
It's on the far end of San Antonio, and it's 1604, which is like just the road of doom in that city. And yeah, there is a 70-foot bridge for no reason.
It's crazy.
That I-10 just rolls, but it's because every once in a while they drive...
military stuff.
A plane through it or something like
that.
Yeah,
it has to be that high. But I mean, none of these bridges or underpasses or things are the same clearance.
No.
It must be really tricky to navigate.
If you're a and there's some truck drivers out there, they're like, welcome to our world,
Yeah,
Bubba.
What happens when you're not paying attention?
we know what happens.
You hit a bridge. The cars behind you.
You hit a bridge. That's why they were fixing the bridge on 290 and 21 for like 2 years. Because some dude done hit it, and then everyone had to drive around.
Well, there's one in particular that gets hit a lot, which we'll talk about here in a second. But let's discuss Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
He accidentally hit Toronto Blue Jays legend Jose Bautista's wife with a baseball bat during his concert on Friday. I'm laughing because she's okay. He was trying to recreate Bautista's iconic bat flip from 2015.
No, don't do that. Oh, my God.
So after swinging the bat, he tossed it. And
and it spiked Bautista's wife.
It's Nisha. She was filming nearby.
Wow.
But she laughed it off and said she was fine. She posted the video on Instagram with laughing emojis, and obviously the comparisons flew in.
Yeah,
Wallen's previous legal troubles for throwing the chair, and
it should be mentioned that for as much hell as we give people for throwing stuff from the crowd on stage, the other side of that is true. Just don't be throwing bats or anything that's, you know, a weapon. You just don't want to go down that
we
road.
Just shouldn't be throwing things.
No. Keep them in your hands.
Good luck keeping this in your hands. Mm. Taylor Swift and Target are teaming up for Life of a Showgirl midnight release.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I actually like that these are back, though. These were always super fun. Not just Taylor Swift or albums and things, but I remember Harry Potter.
I also remember the Harry Potter.
I never got to go
releases.
To one, but
I attended several.
Remember them happening?
They were, I was working because like the radio station would go out and do, it was great. It was so cool. Everyone got together because they were all excited about
up.
This one thing.
Yeah.
Dressed up. You don't get it anymore. Like, that just doesn't happen.
So
just
Target.
Shows up on your phone.
Target spilled the tea yesterday. 500 select stores will be open at midnight.
500 stores.
On October 3rd.
You know what?
To sell copies of the album, including exclusive variants, as well as the standard edition.
Variants. My
they
God.
Set up a web page that lists the stores and a pre-order page for the variants. And they're not going to close then reopen. They're just going to remain open.
I think that's awesome.
For the event.
I mean, to everyone except Target kids.
Right.
That is awesome.
If you aren't near one of their stores, there is a pre-sale on Target's website as well.
Okay.
And speaking of new, Apple's awe-dropping event is tomorrow.
I don't know anything about this.
It's the thinnest iPhone ever, is what they're saying.
How thin? Slightly more thin?
The thinnest? Right.
Okay.
I don't know how thin it is now, but it's going to get thinner.
Yeah. All right.
iPhone 17 plus the 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max. They just keep saying it's awe-dropping, which is funny. That tells me they have nothing.
I don't think. Yeah, I think.
You should let other people tell you it's awe-dropping.
Back in the day, when these things really
used to
change the world.
Crazy.
Which they did. When Steve Jobs was alive, he'd show up and be like, oh, yeah, this just did. Boom, I'm going to drop an iPhone on you. Oh, what? What, you like the iPhone? Yeah, here's an iPad. You know, things like that. He didn't have to hype him. He just walked on stage and went.
Here it is.
Here it is. Here to talk to y'all today. Now, boom, enjoy this.
Spend $1,000 on it. And he did.
Man is rolling. He is spinning in his grave.
And you would every time they dropped a new one.
Would never have made the cut back in the old days.
What's the biggest thing that's happened since they phased out the iPhone mini?
I would argue that nothing they have done since Steve Jobs.
Oh, the three cameras, maybe?
Has been, yeah, you know.
Because
like,
you've got an extra camera. I don't have that.
It's the same. Slight differences. You know, it's all right. You like the iPhone? We'll give you an iPhone, you know, a little something extra, but it's never going to be like what it was.
It'll work better than yours. By design. So I guess be on the lookout for all of that.
Yeah.
Pro model is going to cost $1,050. Pro Max,
$1,250. Right.
And I guess the normie is $800
odd. The normie. Maybe you're whatever. Due for one. So just, you know, take a look.
Oh, I finally got the cloud, so I've freed up some storage.
Oh, great. So now you can avoid this for another 5 years. That's wonderful. Great.
And it's that bridge again, the Houston Avenue Bridge.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I-10 eastbound. So Saturday night, this woman's coming home from the gym. The semi in front of her, hauling an excavator, hits the bridge. Lost its load or part of its load and caused serious closures. Like, it took hours for some of these lanes to reopen.
Yeah.
Last week, another truck struck the bridge, jackknife, lost its load, and that was backed up for over 6 hours.
Oh.
So Robin Hackett is the woman behind the truck this weekend.
Right.
And she just wants drivers to be aware of that issue, especially in that area specifically.
That whenever you're behind a
truck. Yeah, because she thought, like, it was just going under as normal until she hears this noise.
Boom.
And then
a pipe.
Surprise.
Final destination
through the
style.
Passenger side of her window.
Wow.
Wow. She said she felt like her life flashed before her eyes.
Oh.
For what it's worth, the bridge is above the national requirement. I checked, though just a few inches. It's been hit over 60 times.
60?
Not all strikes have led to lane closures or serious issues. There have been 5 this past year. TxDOT says they have monitors at Wirt Road and westbound at Mercury Road that can alert semis if they are over the height.
All right. So they have something to delay.
The total number of alarms for the year at Wirt, over 10,000. Almost 11,000. Okay. 10,927.
That's a problem. That's a huge problem.
Well, the bridge is going to get taken care of. It's part of the I-10 White Oak Bayou project, so it's getting demolished. They're going to make higher highways.
Yeah.
So expect that to be finished sometime around January 2027. But in the meantime...
Keep your head on a swivel on these roads, y'all.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Fuido and Katie's Money Minute.
Sam, welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Sure, no problem.
I feel like we all know the deal, but I will rehash it for anyone new. We're going to give you 10 questions. You need to get them all correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll go to the next one. We will get to your passes if we have time at the end and give you a second crack at those. You cannot change your answers once you give them those. That makes sense.
Makes sense.
When Katie's ready, we're ready.
I'm ready. What effect is mistakenly known as the reason toilets flush clockwise in the Northern Hemisphere and counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere?
Ooh. Gravity?
T'Challa is most often known by his alter ego, which is?
Matala?
T'Challa. A superhero.
T'Challa. Spider-Man.
The largest gulf in the world contains many bays, such as Matagorda Bay. What is this gulf called?
Gulf of America.
What makes a coffee Irish? What makes a coffee Irish?
That it's from Ireland.
Richard Hatch is the very first winner of what reality TV show that captured the nation with challenges and alliances?
Family Feud.
What do you call an angle greater than 90 degrees but less than 180?
Obtuse.
Approximately 1/4 of the world's production of what type of nut is used to make Nutella?
I was really interested in how you were going to answer one of those questions in that quiz.
There were two answers.
And how would Frito and Katie treat it? That is...
Well, I would have also said Gulf of America. But I would have accepted Gulf of Mexico.
We just would have given you the points. All right, how did he do?
Okay, so let's go over some of this. So not gravity. The effect mistakenly known as the reasons toilet flush clockwise in the Northern Hemisphere and counterclockwise in the Southern Hemisphere is the Coriolis effect. That is what she did.
That's right. Whoa. Sorry, I have heard about that. Okay.
T'Challa is most often known by his alter ego.
Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a coffee Irish? Booze.
Yeah.
Alcohol, yeah.
Irish whiskey, alcohol, to be exact.
Yeah.
Richard Hatch is the very first winner of what reality TV show? Tried to give you some clues. Yeah. Alliances, challenges.
Survivor.
That's when he beat Rudy, because Rudy just got tired and took his hand off the damn totem.
Still makes me angry. Holds up, man.
I remember it so vividly. Mm. And the last question, you didn't answer it, but approximately 1/4 of the world's production of what type of nut is used to make Nutella?
Hazelnuts?
I was going to say macadamia.
Hazelnuts,
but still.
Okay.
Sam, great attempt. Please sign up again, thebullhouston.com/. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull. It's Monday. Good morning, everyone. Sorry about the Texans game last night. Why did I say sorry? Half the teams go 0-1.
Yeah, that's...
Half the teams.
It's fine.
Simple, it's okay. 16 games.
What do we tell people when they play Money Minute for the first time? It's your warm up.
You just got to get, you got to, yeah, exactly. You got to get into
next
the
time,
rhythm.
Next
of,
time.
Of,
it's
yeah,
for realsies.
Exactly. And next time they're playing the Buccaneers here at NRG.
Oh, and guess what? Hmm? We have tickets.
We do. We can give you a chance to win them. Coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. Texans proud.
Texans. Despite you.
Future proud.
You
guys, future pride.
Are melting down. You're melting down.
I know. We're playing it in the hallways.
It's so.
Sports Radio 610. It's like Chicken Little. The sky is falling.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Just breathe. It is week. What if they are 0-6 in a few weeks? Then what's fine. then we'll have a conversation about it. Game one. Y'all are grown adults. Just relax.
And you know what? Even if the team doesn't pan out the way you thought they would, you still want to go to a game.
That's true. What, are you going to pass on that?
On free tickets?
You're not.
Negative.
And that's why we're bringing back the
Wheel of Texas.
So close.
Good enough. Just like the Texans.
So close.
Going to test your knowledge of Texans.
Yeah.
And Texas.
That's right.
All things Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Anything and everything is fair game.
We're going to spin the wheel three times. That will give us three different questions. Are they all multiple choice? If you can get two out of the three correct, we will put your butt in NRG Stadium to watch the Texans versus the Bucks. So call us, 713-881-5500. We will spin the wheel of Texans next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
It's about that time to hopefully get a winner in the wheel of Texans.
Yep.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Shannon.
Shannon, are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do this. It is time for the
Wheel of Texas.
Spin it three times. It's going to land on three different trivia questions. You will have multiple choice for each. And if you can get two of the three, you are going to next Monday's Texans game versus the Buccaneers.
Monday Night Football, dog.
It's that whiteout game.
Right in there. It's going to be fire.
Start mentally picking your outfit.
Going to be fire. Are we ready to spin the wheel?
I am.
Okay.
On parade.
Ah, Texans trivia to kick us off. Very fitting. Okay, so who was the very first draft pick in Texans franchise history? Was it A, David Carr, B, Andre Johnson, or C, Mario Williams?
Holy crap.
A?
David Carr?
Correct.
Yes. We'll move on from that.
Wow.
No need to say anything else on the subject. So
absolutely agree.
Spin
this morning.
Big Ass Brand.
Okay, what started in 1984 as Babbage's, a Dallas software retailer that went on to become a major video game hub largely due to its trade-in program?
Babbage's.
Was it A, Sam Goody, B, GameStop, or C, Game Exchange?
Holy cow.
B?
GameStop. She's got it.
Still
headquartered in Grapevine, Texas.
GameStop?
Babbage's.
Babbage's.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought we had a Babbage's in the little Podunk Mall.
Post Oak Mall.
Rest its soul. I bought every video. Because we'd have a Toys R Us. That was where you got your... I just assume it went under.
Sam Goody.
We didn't have a Sam Goody, dog. We did not have a Sam Goody. All we had was Babbage's. Holy moly. Thank you for that trip down memory lane.
You're welcome.
And congratulations, because guess what? You got a date Monday night.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, get ready. And get your attire right. Wide out. That's what we're doing. Hang on the line. We'll get you these tickets, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
For all y'all losing your mind about the Texans losing yesterday. It'd be worse. How, you ask? Well, a lot of ways. But this one is...
You could be a Cowboys fan.
Yes.
Or Browns fan.
Yes. There are, or the Colts.
Like, well, I know what happened to the Colts.
All right. So last year, Jim Irsay, longtime owner of the Colts, passed away. Kept it in the family. His daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, took over as the principal owner and CEO of the Colts. Co-owns a team with her sisters. And a lot of people are wondering why. She has been seen now on the sidelines with a headset on and a call sheet in her hand. looking like a whole head coach, like just straight up walking around, headset on, got the ball cap on, looking like she's about to call the action.
Is that what she's doing?
No, someone asked her about it. They're like, hey, owner lady, why?
What's up with that?
She said that she likes to be in the know. And she says it's the best way for her to do it. It's one of the best ways to learn about the people who work for the cult. I think one of the things that I learned was I need to know whether a person's full of BS. Do they even know what they're talking about? I think one of the ways is to be on the headset, on the comms. That's really helped me learn. It's such a complex organism of football and how it operates. It can help you make much less expensive mistakes.
How does she know?
Holy cow.
How does she know they know or they don't know?
Well, they
how
would
does
have
she
to
discern
know
this whether or not, information through like, the headset?
What I have
is no- someone is some head coach for the Colts sitting there going, okay, guys, what comes after this? And what is this again? Football.
Holy
football?
Crap. I really wish I knew the game of football. Can you believe they pay me millions of dollars to coach this game that I know nothing about? No, they probably just. They're doing what they do in a game, which is, I assume, screaming at each
other.
Seems
like she's upset with someone.
And she wants to
looking,
get the dirt.
Yeah, looking for a way to get them fired.
I'll tell you right now, do not expect the Colts to be very good.
No, no.
That is a, you know what?
That is micromanaging.
That's a micromanaging boss right there. Call sheet in hand, listening to the comms. Just like, well, you know, I wouldn't have done it that way. Just guys.
Oh, how would you have done it?
How would you have done it, ma'am? How would, that is the question.
And what are your plays?
You can save a lot of money by just coaching the team yourself. I'm just going to tell you.
That's true.
It's your team. You can do whatever you want.
Well, you're already here, so.
You're right there.
Annexation of Puerto Rico.
It's like flip once. Everyone, no one expects the annexation of Puerto Rico, Katie. Have a great day, gang. We'll see you tomorrow.